Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Dr. Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to take your first steps towards explosive business growth, this podcast is for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome to this episode of Power Your Profits Podcast. I'm your host, Susie Carter, and today's guest, you're going to love. Darnielle is an award-winning, iconic, incomparable, Inc. 5000 CEO of an incredible One Enterprises LLC, a multi-million dollar coaching and consulting brand, best known for transforming the lives of her business coaching clients and her live events. She equips her clients to leverage and scale their business that serves them financially and spiritually. In fact, over the last 10 years, she's helped her clients generate more than $1 to $2 billion in sales, more than $365 million in revenue by teaching her award-winning Move to Millions method. She takes business owners to six-figure quarters, to six-figure months, to six-figure weeks, and ultimately six-figure days in record time, all while deepening their connection to God and strengthening your faith. Please welcome my guest, Darnielle. I am so excited for our community to meet you, like, and get to play with you and get to hear what you do. I think there's so many people in our industry right now that are talking about this whole seven-figure thing. And a lot of it, you know, as well as I do, there's a lot of charlatans, there's a lot of concepts, they're theory versus practical. And you don't know when you don't know, right? So tell everyone, Darnielle, what's your niche? What's your sweet spot? What are you really passionate about?
Absolutely. So I am extremely passionate about helping six-figure service-based entrepreneurs become CEOs who make, move, and leave millions. What I have learned in the nearly 16 years that I have been in business, I've been coaching for 12, is that we have a lot of heart-centered, mission-driven, purpose-filled entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, speakers, accountants, attorneys, that do not have business acumen. And so they are hustling and grinding and standing still. And I want to create an environment for them to be able to scale and sustain. Statistically, 4.2% of all the small businesses in the US make seven figures. 2.35% of them are service-based entrepreneurs. 1.6%, I think, are women-owned businesses. And if you take brown girls like me, that statistic drops to 0.5%. Right. And even of all of those numbers, 78%, Susie, they hit seven figures, but they don't sustain it because it is hard to hustle and grind and expect to keep it up.
Right.
And so I really want to just create an environment for people to learn. First and foremost, you can make millions and you don't have to sell your soul to do so. You don't have to sacrifice anything that's important to you. And you don't have to do all the things that you have been taught in the marketplace that you have to do. Like, the fastest way to make seven figures is to focus on one thing. And yeah, I know it sounds counterintuitive, and why in the world would I do that? I'm going to leave so many other people out, but it is in the focus that we actually get the expansion. And so that's what I love to do. That's what we do all day long and twice on Sunday. And so I'm so excited just to be here having this conversation with you, because I know you get it, because not only have you made multiples of seven and eight figures, but you're helping other people do exactly the same thing and doing it in a way that protects their birthright of abundance and offers them the ability to be more than just their business. Like, time is out for just being a one-trick pony, that all we have is our business success, but we're lonely, we're sleeping alone at night. We got all this money and nobody to share it with, right? And like, time is up for that. It's about living. Like, I get so passionate about it because time is moving. Like, I swear we just said Happy New Year 5 minutes ago. And it is already, at the time of this recording, almost August. Like, time is not slowing down. And so we have to figure out how to build sustainable businesses that can run without us, that don't make us compromise what's important to us, and really set us on a trajectory to be able to leave a financial legacy for those that'll be here when our sun sets.
Amen, 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 right? Amen to all of that. It's so important. Out of all those businesses, this, I don't know if you've heard this one, but 80% of those businesses that hit that $1 million mark aren't profitable. So we're working this hard and then we're not even profitable to go, and they're not paying themselves a proper paycheck. Meaning if you go work for somebody else, so it's like, wait, why? Let's stop madness. So what I think what I respect about your business is you give them the it. Right. It's not this, you know, because a lot of people talk about you have to do this. Well, no kidding. We have to do it. But what's the it that I need to do so that I can duplicate it? When you're with a really good business strategist, because even though I say that's what your role is, because it's all about the strategy and implementation. Absolutely. Strategy implementation doesn't have to be hard. It has to be strategic. Right.
Correct. Absolutely.
And so
that's why.
What's that?
A t-shirt. Exactly. It doesn't have to be hard. It has to be strategic. Like, I want to wear that t-shirt.
I had to tell myself that all the time to go, wait, why am I getting myself in this chaos spin? Right? Why? Well, because you don't have the plan. Like, stop madness. It doesn't have to be that chaos. You don't, to run a business, it doesn't have to be that way. Until you see it, until someone shows you and gives you that roadmap, that makes a big difference. But I think part of it is getting your mind right, right? So if I look at, you know, I have a really high profile client, and the first years I started working with her, we would get right to that million. And then December, she'd take a nap, right? Like, I can't, it's like, blows me, right? I need to rest. And I'm like, whoa, we're right there at the precipice. Right. So let's talk about, you know, the mindset of a business owner that's hitting that millions, because it we don't even know we're sabotaging ourselves. So let's talk about that and how important do you feel that is before I even put the strategy in place?
95% is mindset. Hands down, unequivocally, 95%. You can be taught anything you need to do strategically, you can be taught it, but you have got to come from a place that believes you are worthy and deserving of it. We share the belief that abundance or wealth or millions are your birthright.
Yeah.
We were born that way. But most of us, we don't live into that birthright because of what we were taught and what we caught from our parents. Like, I think that our parents did the best that they could with what they had. So this is not a diss or a dig on your upbringing. But their best was not the best. It was filled with lack and fear and robbing Peter to pay Paul. And you got to work hard and all of the lessons that we became adults and entrepreneurs regurgitating and recycling in our minds constantly, so that all we knew to do was to show up in this hustle, inertia, energy, instead of realizing that the answer is to be and be in alignment with the belief and understanding that we already are whatever it is that we desire to bring into our life. And so if we can just get people to sit in the seat of the significance of who they are and the alignment that accompanies that, the millions will happen so much easier. Is there work? Absolutely. But is it grueling, hustling, grind work? Absolutely not. My biggest effort is in spending the time to be. Right? Me getting to the $1 million mark, me helping my clients get to the $1 million mark has been more about who they become on the journey than the actual dollars and cents that add up to the $1 million in their business ledger at the end of the year or at whichever point they cross over. And so mindset literally is everything. And if we can take the time to radically dismantle those limiting beliefs and self-sabotaging behaviors, we can chart a course to wherever it is we want to be, whether it's, you know, $1 million, $5 million, $10 million, $50 million, $200 million, regardless of the number is determined by our success mindset, how we see ourselves, how we see money, how we see our creator. I'm a God girl, so I'm going to say God, you say whatever works best for you. But understanding intrinsically how this all works together is the key. The biggest work that I have done with every client, and we are responsible for 40 million dollar CEOs being created over the last few years. Every single one of them, the biggest amount of work was this right here.
Yes.
This right here. I always say, if you, until you work on the 6 inches in between your ears, you will not feel 6 or 7 figures between your fingers.
Right.
So we spend most of our time right here, raising their prices and stop the feeling or need to overinflate their packages to justify the price.
Yes.
Getting them beyond the belief that because they were paid by the hour in corporate America, now they have to charge by the hour as an entrepreneur or small business owner. Getting them over the belief that people really can pay them that amount of money without them exerting a lot of effort. Like, just that is where we spend our time. And if I can get them out of their way there, probably another thing that I spend a lot, which is also still mindset, is believing that they can't afford to hire.
Yeah.
Thinking that they need to, you know, they have to do everything themselves. Like if a person is paying them $50,000 for a service, they have to be the one that provides it. Or that they don't want to hire a team because then they don't want the responsibility of having to make payroll every single month or twice a month, however often they pay. Like all of these mindsets and beliefs are the things that we spend our time overcoming so that the strategy that they already have actually gets an opportunity to work.
Well, the interesting thing is I've done a lot of work on this, and I was working on this one project. It was a $1 billion project, and I kept finding myself up against this wall, and I'm like, what is going on with me? And so I did some more mindset work, right? And what came up for me was the limiting belief, I can't handle large amounts of money. And I'm like, what? Large amounts of money. And I'm going back justifying large amounts of money. And I realized I've never done a $1 billion project. That B was freaking me out. Now, if I didn't have it, if I hadn't done the work, and I find that this happens with, you go from 100 grand to 250, it's a different mindset. 250 to half a million, different mindset. Half a million to 700, different mindset. So I always hear entrepreneurs go, I've got my mindset right. Well, I know from my own experience, like I come up against a wall in certain things, right? Whether it's telling my truth or charging my worth, or so you've got to have that person in your back pocket. It doesn't, just because you did an exercise doesn't mean it's healed, whatever that.
And the mindset that you had right for wherever you were is not the same mindset that you just, as you just said, that you need to go to the next level. Like when the saying is at every level, there's a new devil. And that saying is true.
Girl, it was like, I sabotaged that. And I'm like, wow, check that out. And by the time I finally got my mind around it, it was like,
Right, exactly. And I think people, they fail to realize that. And I also tell my clients, and I would tell this to anyone who's going to watch this episode, you also don't need to go around talking about mindset, because most people do not think that their issue is mindset. They think their issue is strategy. They think you have some magic pill that they haven't been able to find anywhere. And if they could just get your magic pill, then voila, they would be doing whatever. And it doesn't work that way. And so it's the old school marketing. Give them what they want, but then give them what they need. And so leading with mindset in a lot of ways won't actually serve you. It's going to go right over the head of the exact person you want to work with, because they don't think they have a mindset problem. They think they just need this other strategy. They need to learn how to do challenges, or they need to start holding live events, or they need to learn how to speak and sell from the stage, which almost none of that is the reason they're not where they want to be. But if we lead with that, we're not going to actually help them solve the problem that they think they actually really have.
Well, and then we end up sabotaging like I did, right?
Absolutely. So,
yes, you can do that. But if you don't have your mind right around whatever it is, like I'm working with a client right now that we know, I'm like, oh, we can do this. Will be a $1 million event. Oh, we can't do that. What do you mean we can't do that? Yes, we can. Like, I've done it over and over and over again. Like, wait, what?
Right.
Huh? Like, and it's a mindset. You don't even know it's there until somebody
bursts
that bubble. So what are some of the things you do? Because again, people think it's a passive thing. Like, oh, I've got that handled. What are some of the things that you, how do they get it right? How do they notice? What kind of exercise can we do to wake them up to, oh yes, I'm accomplished? Because everyone in our community is a badass, right?
Absolutely.
We attract the most amazing women on the planet. Yes, we have men too, but amazing women. So what are some things that we can do to check in, so I'm not in denial and I'm not sabotaging?
Yeah. So first, let me say, like, at the level that we attract people, success isn't the question. Like, your success is not the question.
Yeah.
The question is, how do you get more and how do you continue to elevate? Because more is always available and more is your birthright, right?
Yes.
So often, something as simple as getting them to vision cast. Most people live their life and operate their business from their vantage point, where they are right now. But here's what you need to know. Your vantage point is always skewed.
Yes.
So just beginning to look high level, not eye level, at where you desire to be, just that exercise will open you up to what's possible, but also what's holding you back from it. Because as soon as we start casting into the future, 5 million, 10 million, there becomes something that happens in our body that gives us a clue about where we are holding the fear in our body metaphysically.
Yes.
So one of the exercises, this is very practical, is I will literally have people say, like, first, and I think every business coach in the world has probably done this with their clients, take the most you've ever made, one sale, write it down on a piece of paper, add a zero to the end, but don't stop there. After you add a zero to the end, speak over yourself. I am so happy and grateful now that I earn $500,000 every time I show up to serve my clients.
You're listening to another episode of Power Your Profits podcast. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Are you tired of struggling to take your business to the next level? Power Your Profits is the game-changing book you've been waiting for. Dr. Susie Carter, creator of the Predictable Success Method, reveals her proven strategies for explosive growth. From daily operations to marketing systems, this comprehensive guide empowers you to achieve predictable revenue and profit growth. Don't miss out on this invaluable wisdom. Transform your business today. Find your copy at books.poweryourprofits.com. Are you tired of pouring resources into strategies that don't work? Say hello to Dr. Susie Carter, your future fractional COO. With Dr. Susie in your corner, your business can skyrocket to seven figures and beyond. With a track record of creating thriving businesses, trust that you are in good hands. Head over to coo.poweryourprofits.com and let us put some magic into your business growth.
After you finish saying that, check in with your body. Where does that statement show up? So we did this exercise at our live event and we had people saying, oh, I feel it in my shoulders. Well, metaphysically, shoulder pain means that you're carrying a burden from your past that maybe you aren't worthy of whatever it is you're desiring. Other people said, oh, I feel it in the small of my back. Well, metaphysically, the small of your back is a financial support issue. You don't believe that you'll be supported financially if you actually accomplish that. That means you might be abandoned. You feel like you might lose it all, anything like that. So just seeing where it shows up in your body, like I said that and I don't feel it anywhere. So that's an indication that I'm in alignment. And I do believe consciously and subconsciously that I can start to charge $500,000 for a service to work with me. So Something as practical as that. The key is you have to, and I'm going to repeat this for those of you who will watch this exercise and watch this and try this exercise. After you state it, you have to stop and hold that space and see where it shows up. It will show up somewhere.
Say what we're saying again, because I wrote it.
So we're going to,
I heard it, but I didn't comprehend it. And so that's a lot of times as you hear stuff, you're like, wait, say it again.
Yes. So we're going to write down the most we've ever made for one service.
Yes.
Right.
Is that aggregated over the year or is that like
one service and at one, whatever the increment of time was. Okay. Right. So my example is the most I've ever earned is $50,000 at one time in a service.
Okay.
I'm then going to add a zero to the end of that.
Okay.
So now I'm looking at $500,000 on a sheet of paper. But I'm not going to stop there. Most people have you stop at looking at it on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. So now I'm going to speak it out loud because what I speak about is what I bring about. And so I'm going to say in positive present tense, the most that what I want to earn going forward. Again, the example, I am so happy and grateful now that I earn $500,000 when I show up in service to a client. So I'm going to speak that into the ether. And then I'm going to pause and check in with my body. Our bodies hold everything. This is how amazing God is. Like we are literally a computer. To heal ourselves, if anything on you ails, there is an equal and opposite place on your body that you can cure that ailment. So your body is going to tell you how honestly you hold the belief that that could be true for you. So you're going to pause and you're going to wait and you're going to see where it shows up in your body. depending upon where it shows up in your body, you can go to Google and you can say, if I feel pain in my shoulders, what does that mean metaphysically? And it will bring back to you what that means metaphysically, so that now you become aware of what your block is as to why you couldn't charge $500,000 for your service in this example. Everybody's number is going to be different. But I then get to see where I'm holding stress, strain, and misbelief or unbelief right. in my body. And now I know what to start to work on with my coach, with my therapist, with my chiropractor, in order right. to release that from my body. So I no longer hold that cellular memory, and I'm actually opening myself up to receive that becoming my reality.
Come on now. Look, this listen, is juicy.
Listen, Susie, the first time I did this, my number at the time was $15,000, and I wanted to make $150,000 for a service. It came up in the small of my back, which is lack of financial support. My biggest fear had always been that when I make money, people who love me leave me, because my mom went to jail when I was 8 years old. So I've been holding the fear of abandonment in my body since I was 8 years old.
Yes.
I took that to my therapist and to my chiropractor, and we started working on my financial support and my ability to be supported financially. It's how I got my husband. Now, I had been engaged 3 times before my husband, and mm-hmm. always self-sabotaged and chased those good men away, because yeah. I believe that if you love me and I was successful, you would leave me. And right. what holds us back are the stories that we tell ourselves. So it unlocked my ability to get into the relationship of my dreams. It unlocked my ability to grow my business substantially and to start earning $150,000 for one of my services with my clients. And I would have never been able to do that had I not made the statement and listen to my body. Your body holds the score, and it will tell you. And that's practically just one thing that you can do.
Right. Well, that was juicy, because in my head, I'm playing along with the exercise. And so it's so funny, because I have a client right now that the proposal out is $1.25 million for this client. And the most was $125,000 for this one service, this contract. And where I felt it was my breath. Like all of a sudden, felt like I couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, no, I deserve to be paid that. But I'm like, but I have to work hard for that. Right. That was like, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And I'm just sharing this so that you guys see that we do the work. Right.
And we're not exempt. We right. are not without fear. First of all, fear was created by your ego to keep you safe. So fear is an indication that your next level is present. So that means there's always going to be fear.
Yes.
Right? We're afraid too. We self-sabotage too. It looks yeah. completely different than what it does for you because of how far we've already come, but yeah. we experience it too. Like, I get into all of this in my book. And what I love about my book, Move to Millions is the name of it, is it's part memoir and it's part methodology. So yeah. I'm telling my stories. I'm telling on myself. I'm being vulnerable, honest, and transparent about my own journey to and beyond the $1 million mark as I'm leaving the success clues about how you could get there too. And it's important that we recognize that none of us are exempt, because we're human beings. And as human beings, we're going to feel these emotions, but we have an opportunity to shift how the emotions show up for us and what they dictate for us. Yes. And that's where the real power happens.
Yes. Well, I love that you're just honest enough to say that. I think that's why my students love me, is I'll just tell the truth.
Yeah.
We might be managing more zeros, and that's the only difference. Everything that's else, difference. We're human beings, right? We're on this journey together.
Exactly. We put our panties on one leg at a time, just like you. Unless we're in a rush. Listen.
That's so juicy, right? And that's just one. And in the book, you go a little bit deeper in it, right?
There's a little bit deeper. You have tons of exercises, tons of things you can do to get out of your own way, how to look at everything practically, how to look at it spiritually, how to look at it tactically, like how to actually break these things down so that they cease to be barriers to your next level. I believe right now, every single person that's listening that has not already realized their own $1 million company has one right now. It's yeah. just not packaged, priced, positioned right. And they are not holding the true purpose for why they want to bring that into their life experience. And if they could start to do that, then it would start to show up for them. Because abundance is our birthright.
Totally our birthright. So let's talk about the $1 million assets and what role they play inside the organization or your company, right? And I want to shift it. It's not just a business. Like if you always just think of it a business, then I own a job versus looking at right. From day one, this is a business. It needs those assets in order for you to grow. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the $1 million assets were really designed to compartmentalize the 7 things you need to make sure you have set up foundationally inside of your business. So the first asset is the leverage and scale offer suite. This is your packaging and your pricing. This is the problem you solve for the client that has been unsuccessful at solving their problem on their own. Now, I alluded to this earlier, you really only need one offer to make the move to millions. Yes. We recommend that your suite have 3. You're going to focus your time, your energy, your marketing, and your positioning on your signature offer. We recommend that your signature offer be priced somewhere between $10,000 and $30,000. That's where you're going to spend your energy. You're going to have a superb offer or downsell for the person who is not right for your signature offer. You're marketing about your signature offer, but you know when you market, you're going to also get the people that are aspirational to that offer. They're not ready for it yet, but it's something that they want to be thinking about now so that they can start to chart the path to get there. That for them, that's going to be your superb offer. A superb offer is typically priced somewhere between $3,000 and $10,000. And then you're also going to have a select or significant offer. A select offer is $30,000 to $100,000, and $100,000+ is a significant offer. One of the two, not both. I'm going to back up for a second. Your signature offer is a leveraged offer. There might be hybrid components. Sometimes you're working with them one-on-one. Sometimes you're working with them in a group. You or someone on your team. Your superb offer is completely leveraged and often even passive. And your select or significant offer, it includes some actual access to you or other members of your team that offer levels of expertise and skill set that they could benefit from one-on-one. You spend your time marketing your signature offer, but you have a step up and a step down based on who you're going to attract with your marketing being distributed consistently in the marketplace. That's the first asset. Second asset is your leverage and scale messaging suite. So messaging is how you get known. And your ability to show up consistently as a broken record in the marketplace is how you're going to get traction above a lot of the noise that exists. So you're going to have to say over and over and over, and one more time after that, what you do, who you do it for, the problem you solve, the result that they get, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In your messaging suite, you're going to have all of your key messages. You're going to have all of your signature stories that you might leverage. You're going to have client case studies. Anything that pertains to positioning and messaging is in your messaging suite. Next asset is your leverage and scale marketing suite. This is how you distribute the message. You're going to identify what your primary traffic source is going to be. Are you using free traffic? Are you using paid traffic? Or are you using partnership traffic? Are you building, buying, or borrowing? Because that's the only way you're going to get leads. You have to identify that. And then what is going to be your unique mechanism for getting in front of those leads and converting them through nurture sequences to the point of sales tool application entrance so that you can ultimately convert them into your chosen signature offer. So really breaking down your marketing. Fourth suite is your sales suite. Now for us, your sales suite, we want it to be leveraged. I don't want you to sell one-to-one because that's going to take forever for you to make millions. I want you to figure out how to sell leveraged one-to-many. And so we share 5 different sales tools that you can leverage one-to-many that are going to help you get more clients at one time. Fifth asset is your leverage and scale system suite. So if we're going to sell one-to-many, we need systems and automation set up so that we do not break our business by bringing on 10 or plus clients at one time. And you're going to have systems set up in 7 different areas. You're going to have your general operations, your legal management, your financial management, your client management, your marketing management, your sales management, and your talent management. So systems for every core area and department of your company. Systems are going to include the process flows, the procedures, and how to identify the productivity markers or the KPIs in that system to validate that the system is actually working. I'm going fast. All of this is completely detailed in the book with all of the worksheets that go along with it. Next system is your talent suite. So your leverage and scale talent suite is your next $1 million asset. So how do you hire and how to hire people who work in your company like it's their own? How to get people that buy into your mission and your vision and show up fully every single day to work on behalf of your vision and your goals so that you get to strategically preside over your company instead of working in it. The ultimate goal, if you want to be a $1 million CEO, is that you're spending 20% or less of your time in the business serving service providing in the day-to-day and 80% or more strategically presiding over the business.
Yeah.
All of that's in your talent suite. And then the last suite or $1 million asset is the leverage and scale legacy suite. Once you've actually started making great money, you're making $1 million. You talked about the 80% of businesses that are not profitable. So in your legacy suite, you're thinking about your ability to run your business on a 3-year strategic plan, your ability to put succession plans in place, to really start thinking about legacy of your company, as well as legacy of your assets and how to actually build wealth. Because you're not wealthy if you're a $1 million CEO.
Right.
Right. Now, ideally, hopefully, you're not spending every single dime you make in running your company. That's a problem. You need somebody to help you if that's what's happening.
Yes.
But you also don't necessarily want to look profitable on paper.
Yes.
And you want to make sure that you have the right financial management team, CPA, tax strategist, et cetera, to make sure that the money that you are earning, a portion of it is going into retirement, it's going into other investments, it's reducing your tax liability so that you're not paying taxes on every piece of profit that technically comes inside of your business. Yes. All of that is detailed inside of that asset as well. So again, offer suite, messaging suite, marketing suite, sales suite, talent suite, system suite, and legacy suite. Those are the assets.
Juicy, juicy. So I'm telling you, she's dropping diamonds and we've just scratched the surface. So I know we have a gift for our community, right? And so if they want to play with you more and they want to hear more, like I've got 3 pages of notes right now, just, you know, and I live this, right? But it's just a different way that you're saying it that has me go, oh yeah. Or just, you know, brings that up. So again, doesn't matter where you are in your business. You could already be at that millions. You could be, I want to strive to that, but you know, there's just something missing. So yeah. Let's talk about how they pre-order the book and then what's the bonuses that you're giving them.
Yeah. So movetomillionsbook.com. We've got amazing bonuses. All right. So I got to get my little cheat sheet so I can make sure I give you all the bonuses because there are some juicy, juicy ones. All right. So first and foremost, as soon as you pre-order your copy of the book, you are going to get access to a PDF of the book to begin reading now. And Susie, I literally just decided that I am doing a private podcast reading my book. So The Audible will come out later.
Yes.
But I want you to be able to start listening and implementing this book before it launches on November the 7th. So when you buy just one copy, you're going to get access to a private podcast of your girl breaking down every single chapter in grand detail. We also have a resource workbook that goes along with the book with all of the worksheets, the templates, and the checklist that I refer to inside of the book. That's a bonus for you. In addition to that, because, you know, there's a lot of them. So in addition to that, you're also going to get a bonus chapter. So as I was writing the book, I'm very verbose. And at first look, this book was going to be 400 pages. I was like, I don't want this book to be 400 pages. So through the editing process, we did a lot of weeding down, but there was one really powerful chapter that I just couldn't let go. It's called The Model of Financial and Spiritual Abundance. So that's a bonus chapter that you'll get access to right away as soon as you pre-ordered a copy of your book. You also are going to get an invitation to come to 2 Ask Me Anything calls. as a part of having access to this book. I'm so excited about all these bonuses. And you get a ticket to my virtual launch party, which is going to happen this fall, right after the book releases in November. So tons of juicy bonuses. And that's just for buying one copy. If you decide to buy 10 or 50 or 100, if you have your own entrepreneur and small business owner clients and you want to share a copy of our book with them for Christmas or start to put them in their new client boxes, then we have some other juicy bonuses for you as well.
That is good. So it's movetomillionsbook.com. And so you can pre-order now. I love it. On the side, it says pre-order in bulk. Why would you buy it in bulk? Because you want to give it to your clients as gifts. If you're a consultant, right? Give the gift of inspiration. Don't give a sweater. Don't give a coffee mug, right?
Don't candy. Give Nobody needs more sugar.
Yes. Don't give me nuts or popcorn. Nobody wants that, right?
Right.
Give me a book, right? That has a handwritten message in it. So I appreciate you. I honor you. I celebrate you. You are amazing. Thank you for your time, your generosity. I know our community will love, 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 love you. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you so much. And they can connect with you on your website, on social media.
Yeah, right? Everywhere at Darnielle Jervy Harmon, you can find me.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So if this was powerful for you and you know your community needs to hear it, I need you to tag Darnielle, and then I need you to share it with your community, your tribe, because somebody needs to hear this. If you're listening to it, your community needs to hear it. So please don't grow alone. Bring your tribe, bring your community, right? One tactic can make the difference between millions and loss. And so our goal, our commitment is that you have an abundant life, prosperous life, and wealthy life.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Power Your Profits podcast. Let these building blocks from today's most successful industry leaders equip you with the necessary resources and tools to finally establish the highly profitable business of your dreams. Want to hear more? Listen to more episodes at www.poweryourprofitspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Now is your time to rise to the top of your game. So be sure to catch our next episode. Until next time.